This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena. Right below us is Pantherland. And right across from Pantherland is Funky Buddha.
I mean,
the tap room right here in Sunrise. So if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you stop by Funky Buddha tap room here. Grab yourself a little gloves off or vibing, Floridian. Appel, you're staying for the Panthers game tonight?
Staying for the game tonight.
What's your go-to on the meal plan? Or you might be trying to get into the vault, huh?
Might be trying to get into the vault tonight. But if we don't get into the vault, I love the chicken tenders at Huey Magoo's.
So I've never been.
Yeah.
It's good. Very good?
It's good. I mean, we're talking about, like, arena chicken tenders.
Yes.
Like, Huey Magoo's here for arena chicken tenders. Excellent. Good fries, too.
Fair enough. You know, they have, last time Crowder and I were here, well, not last week, but the week before, the time before, Stoner's Pizza brought us some pizza. Tree, you remember that fondly. They had these half-baked chocolate chip cookies that were unbelievable. That's up on the 300 level. There's acai bowls up there as well.
That's right. The 400 level is calling your name.
It really is. Is it the 400 level?
The 300. It's the 300.
300 level, yeah. By the way, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of our friends at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Just to give you a little basics on tonight's broadcasts, the Heat game tonight for radio is on 560, and for radio, the Panthers game is on 790. And for television, we just talked with Randy Moeller in the last segment, Panthers TV tonight, Scripps, and Heat TV tonight is FanDuel Sports Network Sun. The reason I bring it up is I just saw a tweet from Eric Reed, the play-by-play voice for your Heat on FanDuel. He says, tonight, during our Heat Wizards game, we will celebrate the 32nd anniversary of the greatest individual rebounding game in Heat franchise history. Do you remember what it was? Do you have any recollection, any idea?
It's got to be Zoe, right? Is it a
Ronnie Cicely?
Doesn't have to be so then.
34 rebounds against, it was Washington, I believe it was the Bullets back then, right? March 3rd, 1993, Ronnie is going to join them on the telecast.
That's delightful.
34 rebounds. That's a night that I would have the under on rebounds for Ronnie Cicely.
Isn't he a DJ too?
Yes, he is.
Is he going to play a set?
Very. I don't know if he could do that on FanDuel Sports, but if at all possible,
I hope.
I'm sure they'll make it happen. So you're a chicken tenders guy at the at an arena? Is that
normally
your go-to?
Or we're up here at the Coors Light Zone.
Yeah.
They have the turkey carving station where they have the turkey sandwich.
It is famous. Now, famous, I've done this segment on this show before because Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha swear by the turkey sandwich up here. And Lori and I have had it before as well. That turkey sandwich, people, I'm not lying, people line up and will miss half of a period in line. They don't change the way, they don't have a million guys back there. They got the same guy carving the turkey sandwiches up here that they've had for years. He does one sandwich at a time, and it's almost like the soup Nazi. And you will wait for your sandwich politely.
And know what kind of bread you want it on.
So will you get that tonight?
If we're not in the vault, probably.
Really?
Yeah. And look, I know somebody who is on a first-name basis with the turkey carver.
Really?
And I don't think I've ever been more jealous of
because that's
anything.
He's like a celebrity here at the arena.
They should, whenever he retires, they should put some sort of honor for him in the rafters.
A turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
But not a banner of a turkey
just,
sandwich.
Just a turkey sandwich.
An actual turkey sandwich.
On a toothpick.
On a giant toothpick.
With all of it.
But just an actual turkey sandwich, not even like a big oversized one that I'm talking about.
Like he would prepare one for like it's anyone else.
Exactly. You bronze it quickly and you hang it in the rafters. 100%.
I don't think we've ever agreed on anything.
No, but he's deserving of that, 100%. First of all. But that probably is, because again, the Panthers are great partners of us and we're out here doing the broadcast. I've always maintained that the one place they fall short is concessions, but they have kind of rectified that over the last couple of seasons. Now they've got the acai bowls. They've got the Stoner's Pizza. Their pizza here, I said this a million times, their pizza here several years ago was phenomenal. They had great pizza. The last couple of years, garbage. I don't know why, but now they got the Stoner's Pizza. You have to go to Stoner's, though. You can't get it at every concession stand. But they have, like you said, Huey Magoo's here. I think they have another couple things downstairs, too.
They have a nice pasta bar. They open up another bar right next to it. But I remember when, and this is a favorite of yours, too, it would be what I would get every
Chickies
single time. Chickies and peas, the crab fries, every single night.
Who was the guy? It was the team president. He was brought in by someone who was a Philly guy, which is why he went out and got Chickies and Pizza. I forget the guy's name.
Before Matthew Caldwell.
Yes. What was his name?
It wasn't your mark. It was after your mark.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Even this is one of those things that Google's going to say tough time figuring out. Why can't I think of that guy's name anyway? Because there was a minute here they had a kiosk for Tim Hortons coffee, and they had cheesesteaks and crab fries from Chickies and Pete's, which is always delightful.
So good.
Can't find his name?
No, it's really bothering me.
It's bothering me as well. Someone texted in. 305-567-056.
After your mark, before Caldwell.
Yeah. But I don't know if he was team president or like president of business.
Are you sure? Because Caldwell has been here since Viola bought the team. And Chickies and Pete's was during the Viola era.
But Caldwell wasn't the president until a couple seasons
ago. Well, that's Goldie when he gets here.
All right. Fair enough. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to hear the Panthers game tonight with Doug Plagans on 790 AM. We have to give away, and I haven't yet done so, and we've got a pair every single day this week. Dierks Bentley is bringing his Broken Branches tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach in June, and it's a Live Nation show, and it's a lot of special guests on the bill as well. We have not given away the pair of tickets yet for today, so I've got to do so sometime in the next 45 minutes. So make sure you keep listening, and we will do that. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Heat look to rebound from an overtime 116-112 loss to the Knicks last night as they play the Wizards at the Kaseya Center, 7:30 tip.
Somebody texted in Bill Torrey. No, that was a long time ago. The guy came on the show with us a couple times, and I can't remember his name. I'll find out.
It is official now. Matthew Tkachuk will be out for the regular season with that groin injury.
Yeah, so they've cleared up some salary cap space by naming Matthew Tkachuk to the long-term IR. So frees up, what'd you say, about $8.5 million?
Yeah, 8.7, I think, is the number.
So they're not done making moves, obviously. And they're kind of doing, again, they're not saying this. This is our extrapolation. They're kind of doing what the Vegas Golden Knights and the Tampa Bay Lightning have done in seasons past that we've...
But obviously, this is way different.
Way different,
that.
Because it's the different. Panthers.
And it's different.
Dolphins offensive linemen.
Because if anyone would complain about this, they don't know hockey.
Exactly. Exactly.
What VGK did and the Tampa Bay Lightning was
cheating.
Really,
an affront to the entire sport.
Yeah. This is different, though.
Way different.
Sinister almost from those guys.
When they did it,
yeah.
It
was. Not us, though.
Yep.
So dirty.
Yeah.
Robert Jones, Isaiah Wynn, and Liam Eichenberg are set to hit free agency in about 2 weeks from now.
I know you want to bring Eichenberg back, right?
I mean, look, good luck to Liam Eichenberg in his next in his future endeavor.
You don't think his future is here in Miami?
I respectfully, I hope not.
Respectfully?
Really? Respectfully. With the greatest possible amount of respect.
Somebody says, just Google it, Panthers presidents. You Google it, Dexter. Like, we haven't tried that. You Google it.
I was wondering what you were Googling. Sure, it wasn't just Panthers presidents.
I mean, because I could get real into the weeds here. Florida Panthers, idea man, chickies and peas.
Yeah. It's a search.
Can't remember the guy's name.
I literally Googled Florida Panthers team president Chickies and Pete's, and the first thing that came up was Matt Caldwell. So good Google search so far.
Keep it up. Keep up the work. Canes basketball team have 2 games left on the season. They've got one tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Georgia Tech, then Saturday, noon, versus NC State at the Watsco Center.
All right, very good. This one mercifully coming to a close this season. If I told you the Panthers, 2 seasons after a Final Four, wouldn't make the ACC tournament. Actually, I guess now in the days of NIL.
Panthers or the Canes?
Did I say Panthers?
Yeah.
Hurricanes. I guess now in the days of NIL, it's not that surprising.
But didn't they have a good NIL class this year?
They did. They did.
On paper?
They did. Joe Zagacki told us on the show last week or the week prior that the Hurricanes' defense against the three is ranked 355th.
There's like 356 schools.
I didn't even know there were that many. They're ranked 355th defending the three.
That's really bad.
That's unbelievable.
That's really bad. Yeah. But look, on the flip side, it can get fixed really quickly, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got to look at it this way. Technically, it's quote-unquote senior day on Saturday, but I would think it's everyone's last game for the Hurricanes this
Saturday. Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
I have to cut you off, Dan, really quick. George Richards of FloridaHockeyNow.com has just texted
me. Because I don't have my phone near me.
He just texted me. Peter Luko, Rory Babich is the names we were looking for.
No. That's not it. Maybe Peter Luko? No, I feel like it was.
Got a lot accomplished. Just now.
Maybe it was Peter Luko. Was it Peter Luko?
I mean, is there anybody other than Bowler and Goldie who are the authority on Panthers hockey?
Was he from Philly? I think it was Peter Luko, now that he's saying it.
We were so doubtful of him off the bat.
American hockey executive. Huh.
So is the jury still out?
I'm not willing to completely.
I'm about to get a follow up here from George. He's typing.
I'm not willing to completely say that it was Peter Luko, but I'm also not willing to completely discount the fact that it was Peter Luko.
Way to take a stand.
Jimmy feels real good about that one.
George.
That's Jimmy's MO.
George confirms Luko brought in Chickies and Tim Hortons. Yes, from Philly.
That was Peter Luko then. Okay. Thank you, George. Appreciate that.
FloridaHockeyNow.com.
Thank goodness.
I texted George to come on today. I said, hey, are you going to be at the arena by 2:30 today? He just sent back LOL.
Well, he also hates me.
2:30.
Come on anyways.
Peter Luko. It was Peter Luko. I am now willing to call the race for Peter Luko.
He goes, he's questioning me on this question mark.
Well, his thing is hockey. Your thing is food. So, you know, a little
right.
Bit
now, I got to defer to George on that
one,
though.
Of course.
Yeah. On the weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident.
Hey, double check with Dwork.
Colby guy knows.
Just teasing George.
Temperature 71, going to drop down to the low 60s tonight here in South Florida.
All right, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Lightning tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You going to eat that cornbread?
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how you get ready for hockey night and sunrise. Well, Guns N' Roses. You like Guns N' Roses? Or
I do.
Is that, before your time?
I do.
All right. I'm glad to hear you. You're serious about it.
Axl.
Axl Rose.
Slash.
Slash.
With the hair.
You are correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And the guitars.
Can you name any other members of Guns N' Roses?
No, but I can name songs.
Duff McKagan.
I do know that name.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I didn't know off the top of my head, but now that you say it.
Now that I say it. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Dan, you usually host trivia on Monday nights at Funky Buddha. Will you be there tonight?
Yes, I'll be there starting at 7:30. I can't wait to get the deets from your guys' visit because, you know, I know the staff so well, and I saw your...
Yeah,
your Instagram.
Find out what they say about us. I'm glad you're going to be there and you are friendly with the staff. Find out what they said about us during our visit the other night. If they liked us or if they found us to be annoying.
Yeah, I'm going to find out tonight. I'm very excited. I know
because I had an Aperol spritz, you know, and they were.
Well, we know Ryan hates you.
Well, Ryan hates me. That is correct.
And you're badgering your waitress Natalie over the Hawk-chos over and over again.
Oh, those Hawk-chos were so good, man.
They really were.
They were. They were. We're getting close to having them on the menu, by the way. We're getting.
Are we? Do we make progress?
We are in the final end of negotiations.
Are you going to get a cut?
When you say a cut, will I continue to be able to eat and drink for free there? Yes. But beyond that.
Oh, well, it has your name on it.
Do you have any trivia for us, Dan? Do you have any handy?
No, I don't even have email right now because I can't access email because of all the craziness going on.
Do you ever go to trivia nights at any bars or restaurants?
I've been before, but I don't go consistently. They're fun.
They're fun. They do it at Beer Garden, which is right near my house in Boca. But, Dan, I mean, we've said it before. There are people, I'm guessing, who follow you from place to place, right? Because you have a different place every week.
Every night. Yeah. They're usually regulars at the same place. Like, I'll have, like, the regulars that are always there on Monday at Funky Buddha, and they usually just come one night a week.
And where do you do it in Funky Buddha? In the second room or in the main room?
Main room. And we got to fill that place up sometimes, man.
So what'll happen tonight with the Panthers game on? Because I know, like, they like to have the Panthers game on. So will they have the Panthers game on, and then you'll be doing trivia while the game is on?
So what they will probably do is we'll just have it on TV with no sound from no game sound.
Gotcha.
And if people start to complain, then they'll let them go in the second room and watch the game with the sound on. That's usually.
And how long does your trivia last?
2 hours, but I stay there for like an extra hour because.
Oh, you know, I bet you do.
You got to close up. You know, you got to close
up.
My father-in-law told the story the other day to us that he went to trivia and got yelled at because he went to go.
Oh, you can't look
somebody
at your phone? No, yeah, like, you cannot look at your phone.
And he's trying to do the, well, I wasn't looking up an answer. Yeah, nobody else knows that. They see a phone, and you're out of here.
Yeah. Are you like a hard ass when it comes to people on their phones?
What do you think?
Probably not.
No, not at all.
Where's the integrity of the game?
Yeah.
No, all I do is I walk in and like, let me see your phone. Make sure you're not cheating. And if I even see like Google and stuff, I'm like, I got you. Don't worry about it. And I just zero them out usually. So they usually get the point.
Mm. Do you have the same winner? Do people win like constantly win?
Some people are, but the questions get so varied. And also, like, if someone goes on, like, a huge winning streak, I can kind of alter some of the questions to take it out of their wheelhouse.
Mm.
So, like, you know, if you've won for 8 weeks in a row and people are starting to be like, God,
keep it fair. Keep it fair.
I have a question you can ask tonight.
Mm.
Who was the president of the Florida Panthers?
Peter Luco.
What city are the Spanish Steps located in, despite their name?
What city
are the famous Spanish Steps?
Spanish Steps located in?
St. Augustine, Florida.
Good guess.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah, when you hear the answer, you're not going to say that.
Ibiza.
You never. Well, we did bring up Ronnie Cicely earlier. So yeah.
Yeah, he's a big DJ. I mean, that's his prime wheelhouse.
Jimmy, you've been to the Spanish Steps.
Barcelona?
It's in Rome.
Oh, there you go, Rome.
All right, he was close. He was close.
St. Augustine, Ibiza, and...
Well, hold on. Good guess. Ponce de Leon, St. Augustine. It makes sense.
Yeah, there was some rationale behind that. Tonight here in Sunrise, you get Panthers and Lightning. Moeller had said it. I mean, there could be potentially a first-round matchup with...
Yeah, if they finish 2-3 in the division in the first round.
With Tampa and Florida, which is great. We love this rivalry.
We do. Every time they play in the regular season... Every time they play in the postseason, it feels like we face them so often now in the playoffs. That's when I knew. When the Panthers got through Tampa Bay in the first round last year and disposed of them the way they did, that's when I knew in my head, I'm like, all right, this is going to happen.
How do you like this? On Hard Rock, there's a boost right now. Panthers, just to win, plus 105. Mm. It was minus 130. Boost, plus 105.
Boosts scare the living daylights out of me.
Why?
Because I just always feel like there's a catch and they're a boost for a reason. They're trying to sucker me in.
Well, sure. They know. I mean, they win more often than they lose.
Ah.
Nikita Kucherov, 5 or more shots on goal, plus 375.
If I say don't bet it, he's going to have 8 shots tonight.
You're on a little bit of a cold streak?
A bit of a cold streak.
Carter Verhaeghe, 5 or more shots on goal, plus 350 tonight. How's Verhaeghe's season been?
Up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down.
You like that boost? 5 or more shots on goal, Carter Verhaeghe?
That's a lot of shots.
Oh.
I don't like that. Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
He'll have 17 shots tonight.
Let's see. How about for a goal tonight? Give me a goal scorer tonight.
It's been a little bit for Reinhardt.
So he's at plus 140.
I think Reinhardt's a good...
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe Sam Bennett.
Bennett's plus 165.
What are the Sams tonight?
How about Seth Jones tonight? Anything on Seth Jones? Any kind of prop? What did we say, points?
Do they have blocked shots for Seth Jones?
Blocked shots? I didn't know that you could bet that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Blocked shots? I had no idea. No, I don't see that.
You said his shots are 1.5?
Yeah.
Minus 140. Why don't you do a Reinhardt point with Seth Jones shots.
Hmm. I'm looking at Vasilevsky.
Yep.
Vasilevsky and Bobrovsky props. This is such a great rivalry game. I love
it. Really is.
I love these two teams.
And, like, I respect John Cooper, the head coach of the Lightning, so much. And I like a lot of their players, except for Nikita Kucherov, because he's a little dirty. Dirty, rotten Nikita Kucherov.
One of those guys where you hate him if he's not playing for your team.
He's a phenomenal player, but he's a dirty little rotten scoundrel.
But somebody in Tampa right now on the radio is saying that about Matthew Tkachuk. Not that he's playing tonight.
Not just about Matthew Tkachuk, the entire team.
And then the Heat tonight. Heat are 8-point favorites over the Wizards. I literally don't recognize any of the Washington Wizards other than Chris Middleton. Oh, Marcus Smart's on the Wizards?
Huh. Chris Middleton is a Wizard?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. His over-under's 13.5 tonight. Where do you think he was? Milwaukee?
I thought he was hurt.
Yeah, Tyler Hero tonight, over-under's 26.5. Bam, 20.5. Andrew Wiggins, 19.5. Duncan Robinson, 12.5. Davion Mitchell, 8.5. Although I think I saw something from Ira that Davion Mitchell is questionable now. We know Khalil Ware is out tonight. Just see what Ira says about Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell now questionable with a quadriceps contusion.
Well, is that why Ware was held out last night in the fourth
quarter? Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten any clarity on that.
Because that would make sense. If he didn't play in the fourth, then he's not going to play today.
But Spo would have said that after the game, I think. I think he would have mentioned, yeah, there's a reason he didn't play. He was injured. Because, like, even Khalil Ware, did you see him interviewed after the game?
I didn't see him.
Yeah, they asked him after the game. They're like, well, what do you think about not playing in the fourth quarter? And he said, well, Spo's the head coach. I'm just a rookie, so
interesting.
I'm not questioning anything that he does. So if he was injured, he would have said something, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Miami Hurricanes had their spring practice today, and Carson Beck did not throw. We know he's still injured, but he was there. He was out
there. That's all that matters.
Mario Cristobal talked about having a chip on their shoulder, and you're rolling your eyes.
Enough with the chips. Like, I know you got
to
say.
Well, you have to do something, though, right?
Yeah.
You have to set a tenor for what we're, I don't want to say what we're playing for, because you're always playing for something, but you have to, I don't know, acknowledge what happened at the end of last season.
But, like, a chip, to me, like, a chip on your shoulder is like, ah, people are hounding you for things that you don't think are warranted. The criticisms that Miami are getting and the view of the program is deserved right now.
The view of the program or him?
I mean, he is the face of the program.
Right. I'm just trying to see if there was anything that was super noteworthy there.
They got their cars back, right?
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck got his cars back?
Yeah.
Good.
You were concerned about that?
I was. That's a terrible feeling.
No, that is a terrible feeling.
Cristobal does expect Carson Beck to throw during the spring practice at some point, he said earlier today.
I don't know. What do you have expectations for of them with him as the quarterback? My feel is like Cam Ward is once in a blue moon, and you
I feel like they have a I feel like they have a quarterback that's going to win them like 9 games again.
But is he right?
Like, he's going to be pretty good, but he's
Cam
not going to be Cam
Ward. Was better than pretty good.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And now, if they figure out a bit defensively, where that was obviously the big issue with them last year that held them back from getting to where they wanted to go, maybe they can be a little better record wise. But they're Carson Beck is obviously not better than Cam Ward. Point blank, period.
You know what movie was released in theaters on this day? On this day in 1989, Lean on Me was released. Mm. Now, when I listened to you and Crowder when I was off,
I had never seen
a couple weeks ago, and he brought up Joe Clark, Code Red, Code Blue, I believe, Code Blue, put the locks on the doors.
Nothing.
You never saw Lean on Me?
No, I know the song, though. That's what
right.
I told him back then.
But Joe Clark, that's a real principle.
It was Code Red.
Code Red?
Yeah.
Code Red, Code Red. Put the locks on the doors. The enemy is here. Yeah, Lean on Me was released on this day in 1989. That's a classic movie. The Spice Girls were formed on this day in 1994. That's got to be in your wheelhouse.
That was the year I was born, but I am 30.
Oh, you were born in 94?
Yeah, but I'm 30, math. Everybody knows the Spice Girls.
Well, were you a Spice Girls fan?
No, but I know the song everybody knows.
The one song.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you want.
I'll tell you what I want.
How come we've never given that to DBJ?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe we have given that to DBJ. Hey, Jimmy, put that on the list for DBJ. I'll tell you what I want, what I really... I feel like we've given that to... Now that I'm saying
it's it... It's got it. It feels too obvious.
I feel like we've given that to him before. Have you ever seen their movie, Spice World?
I'm sure I have, like, years and years and years ago, but not that, like, I remember what happened in it. Assuming it was about...
I have these Dierks Bentley tickets. Does country music appeal to you at all?
I like certain country songs, but, like, I'm not someone who's going to go to these festivals and see a whole country
line. You like Myers Leonard song?
That's my favorite country
about.
Song.
Are you a country music fan, Dan? I know you're a big music guy like I am. Are you a country music fan at all?
I love all music. I like old school country. Some of this new country is cool, but I'm not someone that sits around my house and listens to country music.
Like, I've done a lot of minor league baseball, a lot of college baseball over the years. During batting practice in the stadiums, it's all country music for the most
part. Right.
So, like, you're just around it. And I have friends who like country music. It's fine. I don't hate it.
Jimmy, you like country music at all?
Like, I don't hate it. It's just not my cup of tea.
I love that. I mean, that is, you're noticing, that's Jimmy's MO.
Have a take, Jimmy.
Right. But that is his take. whatever you want. He's a pleaser,
which I appreciate about you, Jimmy.
He's a pleaser.
No, it's the truth. Like, I don't hate country music. I just don't.
Is he go either way on it?
Yeah, depending on the song.
Fair enough. Anything you're expecting tonight? Do you have any second thoughts on the Four Nations tournament, knowing now that Matthew Tkachuk is going to miss the rest of the season?
I saw Paul Maurice get asked that question by Jim Rome the other day, and I think he gave a great answer. He goes, Matthew Tkachuk could have gotten hurt in practice, could have got hurt in one of our games, and that was a stage that we love to have our guys on, and it could have happened anywhere. So, no, no regrets. I think it was awesome that Matthew Tkachuk, a Florida Panther, was representing USA Hockey on that stage as like the face of American hockey.
And,
so
and then
cool.
went on Jimmy Fallon the next week.
Like, imagine telling me in 2013, 2 years ago even, hey, a Florida Panther is going to be on late night with Jimmy Fallon.
Would you have that same opinion, though, if he misses the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, because, again, that injury could have easily happened in the first game back or the game prior.
But it didn't. But it didn't.
I'm not going to play the result on the injury. Like, unfortunately, it happens. It's hockey. It's just hockey.
It's just hockey. That's what Paul Maurice says. It's just hockey. You have a vibe for tonight's game?
I think it's going to be very, very chippy. Two teams that are battling for position in the division. Lightning are red hot. I think we're going to see some fisticuffs tonight.
And?
A Panthers win.
A Panthers win tonight.
I mean.
You're wearing your Stanley Cup Champions hoodie. Same exact hoodie that Tree is wearing, by the way.
I mean, how I know it's a great decision.
You guys look like the Temptations. Very, very, that's the.
We look like the defensive pairing of Nico Mikkola and Seth Jones. Height-wise.
You look like a before and after picture. Thank you, by the way, Josh Appel, for filling in for Channing Crowder today.
Anytime.
Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer here at the Amerant Bank Arena. We appreciate everything you do for the radio station and, in particular, this show and the catering that you were able to
Thank you, Tree.
Today.
I loved my pear.
I mean, really shocking that you didn't know a green apple was not a pear.
I know what a green apple is.
Well, I don't think you do. And thank you, Dan Day, filling in for Solana, and Jimmy back in the studios as well. Dan Day is coming up briefly after us around 6 o'clock. He'll be a little bridge till preheat at 6:15. And again, you get Heat basketball tonight, Heat and Wizards, right here on 560 WQAM. And you'll get Panthers and Lightning with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay on 790 AM. Thank you to Celsius for sponsoring today's broadcast as well. From the Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need. Need, need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.